From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
I hate to speak ill of Britney Spears' mothering style, but I'm doing it to save the planet because, in fact, new research by psychologists at the universities of Oklahoma and Texas shows negative gossip helps people bond. The researchers asked volunteers to recall how their closest friendships had formed, then had them list the positive and negative attitudes they shared early in their friendships. The results? Subjects shared more negative attitudes with close friends than positive ones. You know it's true. You don't gather around the water cooler to say nice things about your boss. The psychologists then tested whether those negative attitudes helped friendships form in the first place. They had volunteers listen to a taped conversation between a pair of college students talking about their weekend plans. Test subjects were asked to list one thing they liked and one thing they disliked about the yakking students. Next, they were introduced to yet another person who professed one of those opinions, sometimes the good thing, sometimes the bad. When they liked the same thing, not much closeness unless the shared view was very strong. When they disliked the same thing, bonding. The subjects felt a high level of closeness. So if anyone calls you a negative vibe merchant, say, "Oh, hey, thanks for noticing." Building communities, one insult at a time.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.